I worked full time Monday through Friday and took weekend classes to get my law degree, and still close to $200,000 in debt.
Whose fault is that? You brimming cup of piping hot stupid. If she could work hard to get her degree, why can't she work hard to pay for her degree? Write a book. Hell, even Jesse Waters can do that. And now you expect us to wipe that financial slate clean? She makes $174,000 a year off taxpayers, and for her, that's not enough. But it does raise a point. Why do the dumbest people have the most degrees? As a matter of fact, the really smart ones don't have any. Einstein quit high school, Bill Gates dropped out, so did James Woods and David Geffen. Both Zuckerberg and Steve Jobs left school without diplomas, too. What does that tell you? At least these people have made huge contributions to our world, unlike you dolts. Those pieces of paper we call diplomas are the only reason to mistake the squad for being smart. And sure, maybe they got ripped off, but not by you or me. They didn't go to the University of Gutfeld, which is free, and voted number one party school 3 years in a row. Yeah, I am accepting applicants, but you have to send a photo. They got ripped off by the colleges, who saw how easy it was to get student loans from banks, tagging these brain-dead bozos with absurd interest rates. Who would think a system where 18-year-olds with no income getting $100,000 loans would cause problems? The universities and the government did. They should give themselves an A for absolutely incompetent. And didn't AOC get a degree in economics? I could clip my toenails for 6 months, put them in a bag, and they would understand inflation better than her. By the way, I sell them on eBay to pay off my college debt. That's enterprising. Now, they try to pretend that forgiving student debt helps the poor, except the people with student debt are just like them, pampered upper-middle-class leftists who can afford more stuff than you. We've seen AOC's D.C. apartment on Instagram. Didn't look like Section 8 housing to me, Ms. Cortez. They pretend to be the working class, but they expect the working class to bail them out. Yet while they were racking up debt with useless degrees, the working class were denied that opportunity, largely due to cost. You bail these idiots out, you're literally taking money from people who are worse off than them. I wonder how this would play out in the real world.